You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Today's passage summarizes everything that the author of the letter has been speaking about to this point in the book of Hebrews. He starts by highlighting the limitations of the Old Covenant worship that the Israelites used in the desert, and then in the temple, the offering of physical animal sacrifice. This was a genuine sacrifice, an expression of an offering of something valuable to God, but it did nothing permanent about the problem of sin and had to be done again and again. Verse 10 of chapter 10 says, "For since the law has but a shadow of the good things to come instead of the true form of these realities, it can never, by the same sacrifices which are continually offered year after year, make perfect those who draw near." So animal sacrifice was not the solution. The solution was Christ. Throughout verses 1 to 18, our reading today, the solution being Christ is alluded to by quoting different Old Testament texts. We have the benefit of hindsight when we see these passages quoted. We know what Christ did and does for us now, something the Old Testament people could not have seen. But the Old Testament is speaking of Christ very clearly. Jeremiah 31:31-34 is alluded to in the first verses of this passage and speaks of God making a new covenant with his people when the sin problem will be solved permanently. Psalms 40 and Psalm 110 are also referenced later in the passage. The point that the author wants to make clear is that what Christ has done was anticipated by the Old Testament prophets and psalmists, and that this is all part of God's plan. So what is it Christ has done? Verses 12 and 14 summarize this. Verse 12, "But when Christ had offered all, for all time, a single sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God." And verse 14, "For by a single offering, he has perfected for all time those who are sanctified." Jesus has sorted out the sin problem once and for all. Whereas in the past, dealing with it required regular animal sacrifice, now Jesus has offered a sacrifice once and for all, and it does not need to be done again. Verse 14 says, "has perfected," and that is a past tense. In other words, done and completed. Then it uses a different tense for the second verb, to sanctify, which is more of an ongoing present tense. In other words, he keeps sanctifying us, making us holy, doing it in an ongoing, steady way. And it's because we are holy through his work that we have free access to God. The passage that we're looking at today comes to a conclusion in verses 16 and 18. And verse 16 says, "This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws on their hearts and write them on their minds," which is a quote from Jeremiah 31, verse 33. And it's a summation of everything that the author has said Christ has done. And in tomorrow's passage, Hebrews will take a new direction, speaking of how all of this makes a difference in our lives.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. If you would like to support this and other ventures, simply go to www.servantsoftheword.org/donate.